I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. We're so fortunate today that we can have Bible study together. We don't have to worry about at this point in our country that we're going to be stopped from having Bible study. It may come, I'm not sure. But right now we can have Bible study together. We can have fellowship one with another. We can fellowship. I may not be able to see you. You cannot see me, but we can fellowship one with another through the Word. And we can also pray for one another. Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. We need to pray for each other. Pray for our burdens. Pray for our health. Pray for those needs that are in our lives. And if you have a prayer request you'd like to share with me, go to our website, lrwm.org. You can leave that prayer request there. That's lrwm.org. Or write to me today, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida. Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. And if you'll send me a prayer request today, I'll be glad to pray with you. Today we want to look in Ephesians chapter 5. In verses 14 and 16, and the Bible tells us there, it says, "Wherefore he saith, Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." He says, "Awake, thou that sleepest, and I will give you light, and arise from the dead." Get saved. Know Jesus as your Savior. Then walk circumspectly, not as fools, but redeeming the time. And I would like to share with you today, it is high time. Well, it's high time, first of all, to confess up, to repent. Repentance. Luke 13, verses 3 through 5, and I want to go back to verse 1 in Luke chapter 13, and it says there, there were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans. They told Jesus of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering and said unto them, Suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffered such things? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Well, it's high time to confess up. It's high time to understand that if you have never trusted Jesus as your Savior, you are a sinner without Him. You are not going to heaven at this point, but the Bible tells us that there's a place prepared for the devil and his angels, and that place is where you will spend eternity if you do not trust Jesus as your Savior. You may think you're too good to go to hell, but Jesus says unless you've trusted Him as your Savior, that's exactly where you're going. Now, that may seem harsh to you, but this is a time when you need to come to a realization that without the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, without ever trusting Him, without ever saying, Lord, come into my heart, I repent of my sin, I receive you as my Savior. If you've never done that, then the Bible tells us that you're not on your way to heaven, but ye shall perish. Jesus said, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Repentance means to turn from your sin, being willing to receive Jesus into your heart, being willing to accept what He's done for you on the cross of Calvary. Now, not only that, we need to understand that He not only calls the sinner without Him to repent, but He asks the saint, He says, Awake, thou that sleepest. The people today in our country, in our land, those people who name Jesus as Savior, they need to repent and turn from their wicked ways, not to be saved, but because they are saved, they need to turn and receive what God is willing to do for them and through them to lead this country back to Him so that we can see a great revival in our land. We need to confess up. It's high time. For the saint, the sinner, and the church. The church needs to swallow its pride and confess. The church has let down. The local church has let down Jesus today because they are not going forth spreading the word, the good news, that Jesus died for sinners. It would seem that people would rather go to a social club than they would to go to a church preaching the Word of God. It's time to confess up. It's also high time to go up to the house of God. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." Well, preacher, I believe that I can gather around the Word at my television set. Well, the Bible says that you're not to forsake the assembling of yourselves together, of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhort one another. I would challenge you to exhort your television set. Exhort your television set and tell it that Jesus is coming soon and see what exhortation that television gives back to you. Now, if you touch that television in the wrong manner, if you lay hands on that television will give you a charge. It'll probably knock you across the room if you touch it in the right manner. But that's not Jesus. That's not God. That's not assembling yourselves together with other believers. That's connecting with a television that has an electric charge. The Bible says that we are to go up to the house of God. Don't put your light under the bushel. Let your light shine. Let people see when you go to the house of God. Wave at them as you're on your way. And eventually, your neighbors are going to ask you, "Well, where are you going?" They're going to start wondering. Don't neglect the fellowship that we can have, that we do have, when we go up to the house of God. Don't starve your soul. You need to join yourselves together with other believers that you may grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hear the Word of God. Live the Word of God. It's high time to go up to the house of God. And it's also high time to give up, to surrender your life. In Mark chapter 10, verses 27 through 29, it says, "And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, With men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. Then Peter began to say unto him, Lo, we have left all, and have followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake and the gospel's." In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verses 19, it says, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own?" Verse 20 says, "For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." It's high time that we give up, that we surrender our lives to the Lord. You are not your own. You owe it to Jesus. You owe it to yourself to give up and go the way God wants you to go as a Christian. Go the way and do the things that the Lord would have you to do. Surrender your life to Him. It's also high time to pray up. This is the secret of power. 1 Thessalonians, and we want to look first of all at 1 Corinthians 5:17. 1 Thessalonians says, "Pray without ceasing." 1 Thessalonians 5:17, "Pray without ceasing." Little prayer means little power. Much prayer means much power. No prayer means no power. Some wonder why they do not have success in their Christian lives. It's simply because they do not follow the precepts, the roadmap that God's given them, that Jesus says, "Pray without ceasing." Without prayer, we can accomplish nothing for the Lord. Prayer is our way of speaking to the Heavenly Father through Jesus. Prayer is the way that we receive the power that's necessary for us to continue on in this life that the Lord has given us, to continue on, to do the things. The secret of prayer, the secret of power, is to pray up. It's high time that we pray up. It's also high time that we look up for help from the Lord. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2 says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." We need to look to Jesus today for help. We need to look up for pardon. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you as my Savior. We need to look up to Him for peace. Lord, I've trusted you as my Savior, and I'm asking you now to give me the peace that passes all understanding. I don't understand why things happen in my life, Lord, but I'm trusting you. And then we need to look up for power. Remember to pray for power, and then turn it over to the Lord. Look up to Him for the power that is necessary to overcome those things in your life that may be going wrong, that you feel is not right, and you need the strength that only He can give you. It's not only time to confess up for repentance. It's not only time to go up to the house of God. It's not only time to give up, to surrender your life to the Lord. It's not only time to pray up and have the secret of power. It's not only time to look up for help from the Lord, but it's also time to sing up for praise. Sing up. Psalm 40 and verse 3 says, "And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord." Well, why? Why in the world should we give praise to the Lord? In Psalm 40, verses 1 and 2, above Psalm 40 and verse 3 that I just read, the psalmist says, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings." That should put a song in every heart that has trusted Jesus as Savior. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Sing a new song, because He has placed that song within your heart by Jesus Christ saving you and making it possible for you to go to heaven. Praise the Lord. Sing up for praise. And then it's high time to speak up to witness. Isaiah 43:10 says, "Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am He. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me." We need to witness for the Lord today. We need to stand up, we need to fire up, and we need to crank up. We need to get things right with God and start telling others about Jesus, helping others to know that Jesus saves, and it's only through Him that we can have salvation and be on our way to heaven. Thank the Lord today for His power. It's high time that we do these things today. It's high time that you as a person get things right with God. Have you trusted Him as your Savior? If not, let me invite you to do so right now. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you as my Savior. As best I know how, Lord, I'm trusting you to save me and take me to heaven. The Bible says, "To as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons or the children of God. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you'll do that, if you'll ask Him to come into your heart today, He will save you. And Christian, let me tell you that it's high time that you got serious with God and you turned your heart and your life over to the workings of the Lord. Serve Him today and let Him lead you and guide you into all truth. Thank you for being with me today, and until this same time next week, remember, I'm praying for you. May the Lord bless you richly, is my prayer.